Blog Talk Radio.
If you have ideas or you need ideas, go to creativebizideas.com. Go to creativebizideas.com.
Good morning and happy Monday. Today is April 27th, 2015, and I am Nolan Davis, your host for Creative Biz Ideas. And on this show today, we have some fabulous things going on. We have Microsoft is actually going to call in today, tell us about some things that's going on for next week, which is National Small Business Week. We're going to be talking about how Chris and I are going to participate in that, and how you can participate in it as well. We're going to talk about a lunch and learn that we have coming this week. Here's a great opportunity to come check us out, see what's going on with internet marketing and video, and have a fabulous lunch. And then we have our regular weekly tips from Doug Winnie and Mark Smith. And we're going to be doing all of that as soon as we come back after these messages.
Creative Biz Ideas is sponsored by Vids Inc., exceptional video production. If you're looking for training videos, marketing videos, or website videos, then call Vids Inc. at 281-968-VIDS. That's 281-968-8437. You're listening to Creative Biz Ideas with your host, Nolan Davis, on Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Nolan Davis, with Creative Biz Ideas, and I do have a co-host. It's a guy by the name of Chris Burris, a very good friend of mine. That is you. What's up, sir?
Not much. How you doing, Nolan?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. What's going on in your world? You've been we've been playing a little bit of phone tag, and you are definitely it. I think you got some news for me. What you got going, guy?
Okay, so, well, the only real news I have is, yes, we are having a lunch and learn, and you know I do a podcast, and I'm actually the co-host of the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes, and I'm going to be out of town, so my co-host is going to stand in for me. And that's actually probably a lucky thing, as you know, and probably most of the audience doesn't know, my co-host is also known as, a.k.a., the SEO rapper.
Exactly. And his name is Charles. What's Charles' last name?
Charles Lewis.
Lewis. I just know him as the SEO dude or Charles or the rapping
or
guy.
Or any of those types. Exactly.
Charles
Lewis.
Yeah,
so he's going to stand in for me. And he it's great. The breakfast is great. The lunch is great. The location's great. So make sure to come and check us out. And then Nolan, you can give me feedback. You know, on how much better than I am. Chuck is. You know.
I've not even seen Chuck do a presentation yet, but I'm gonna have a list of things on how he's better than you before you even
you already
start
have
the list today.
Admit it, you
exactly.
Already have the list.
I was just going to say I'm going to start that list today, sir. Today. I knew you had some things going on. I was getting text messages back and forth. Never had a chance to really sit down and talk to you. But that's fine. Both of you guys are very knowledgeable in what you do, and I'm pretty sure you're going to go over the presentation, and he may tweak it for his own situation. I'm going to be doing the same part, which is the video part. So, they're going to be getting the same information. So that's great. That's great.
Just from a better source. Hopefully not that much better.
Is that what it is? It was kind of like when I was on the phone with Talicia, who we're going to have on the show today. Hold on one second. I want to see something. Okay, cool. I had to check on something. And I told her, I said, you know, the show is now funny that we have Chris Burris on the show. So I totally understand, sir. Totally understand. So how was your weekend?
It was very good. Very good. So my wife's had a big birthday this weekend. So he did a really cool thing on Thursday, which was throw a charity event, birthday bash slash charity event, where the proceeds went to Big Brothers Big Sisters. It was great, raised about $4,000, so that was pretty awesome. And then over the weekend, I don't know how your wife is. My wife figures out a way to make a birthday last the better part of a week. You know, so it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then her actual birthday was on Sunday, and we went to a movie on Sunday.
What did you guys go see?
We saw was The Longest Ride, which was one of those tear-jerker movies, like from like halfway through, we're like, do you have any more napkins or Kleenex or anything?
Right. I just want this ride to be over, man. I just want it to be over. Why?
Yeah. I've cried enough. Can we stop? I know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
It's going to be wonderful, and I'm going to cry again.
That is so a woman's way to explain a movie. How was The Longest Ride? It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Like guys never say, "Oh, it was cool." Or even if they, it was a tearjerker. But you just like, it was wonderful. I was like, dude,
yeah.
We need you to that
man up a little bit. Hey,
exactly.
It was about bull riding, right? There's nothing more manly, I don't think, than bull riding. Like, if you're willing to strap yourself onto a bull, then you're a man's man, period.
I agree.
Yeah, so
get kicked in the head, and now he was like, retarded Billy. It was like, I'm still Billy, I can ride. Like, I'm like, dude. And you're just like, go out there and ride him, Billy. Go out there and ride him. Like, and I'm trying to figure out, where did the tears come in, right?
Yeah.
Because when you say bull ride, I'm like, hur, 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 hur.
It's a very good movie. You got to go see it.
All right.
Very good movie. Yeah, and if you go, you should probably get one or two of those little packages of Kleenex.
Man, dude, trust me. What the only type of movies that I like to see with my wife, because my wife is extremely silly as well, and she thinks she's as funny as me, but she is not. She is very funny, but I am hilarious, right? So we crack jokes all day back and forth, and 98% of my wife's jokes are all on me, right? So she has no – if you remove Nolan Davis from her vocabulary when it comes to humor, she has nothing, right? But
you are the
material. Exactly. But we'll save that for a different day. But here's the thing. When – I forgot where I was going with the guy. I started talking about my wife, and I felt bad about the jokes that she cracks on me, and I have no idea where I'm going now.
It was brilliant, though. I had this overwhelming sense that you were about to say something profound, and I can't begin to describe how let down I am, man.
Man, I'm sorry, man. I'm so sorry. But, hey, we do have a great show for you guys today. And speaking of our Lunch and Learn, which is – Thursday, in 3 days,
yes.
We have a great Lunch and Learn. We actually, I don't know if you remember, but we had a Lunch and Learn, and there's been a couple of times that a guy has been taking notes, right? And they take, I mean, their head is buried in the papers, and they're taking the notes, and they look up from time to time, and they write it down, and we don't know if they're really testing us, like writing what we're doing down and Googling it to see if we're right, or
yeah.
If they're trying to steal all the material, or if they want to come back around and ask questions. We have no idea, but they take...
Makes me nervous, yeah.
It does kind of make you nervous a little bit, but hey, it is what it is. But in one of those situations, we had a guy that was taking notes. That guy... is actually on the show today.
Oh, all right.
So we have a person that came to one of our Lunch and Learns, and I told him that he could kind of come on really quick, and I want to showcase him 2 weeks because he's trying to do something absolutely amazing. something that's great, something from the heart. He's starting a business from it, and he has a crowdfunding campaign around it, and that's why I want him to come on for the probably maybe stick his head in for the next couple of weeks. His name is Johnny. I forget how you say his last name. Starts with an A. But he used to work. I'm sorry, what is it?
Abitacola.
Abitacola, got you. So Johnny is on the show today, and I'm going to have him stick his head in before we talk to Microsoft really quick and talk about some of the things that he's doing, his crowdfunding campaign that he has going on, and this project that he's launching right here in Houston. Hey, Johnny, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Wonderful.
We're doing great, sir. We're doing great. Absolutely.
It sounds like you guys are wide awake right now.
Oh, absolutely. This is how we got to start people's day and their week. So if we were dragging, people would hang up the phone. Like, we would literally hear old rotary phones slamming down in our ear, not the little boop, but it would be really the true hang up. I really want to. And just as a side note, I really want to create an app because you can't really, and this is my wife's idea. I'm going to give it all to my wife. But I've said many times that, you know, just pushing the button when you hollering at somebody and they pissing you off, just to push that button, it's like, I hate your guts. Boop. The old school heavy five-pound receivers on those rotary phones, when you heard it, you heard the wind as you were slamming it down, and it didn't really, you heard the boom, like, boom. Sometimes you even heard the ring. So I need an app that when I hit the button for off, that it makes that noise so you can really see how mad I am. But, yes,
it even had the ring of the bells that were actually in the phone, right, as you're slamming down.
Yeah.
That was
and
awesome.
You felt so much better about life, not the little boop. I hate the boop, guy. I'm pissed off at somebody.
Need to have a conversation about your anger management.
No, I think I just need the app and I'll be okay.
As long as you get that phone that sounds like that, I'll just be running around doing that and no harm to anyone, and we're good.
Exactly. I probably need to get Sunita back on the show. I need some counseling. But Johnny, you got some great things going on. Tell us about what you got going on in your crowdfunding, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I'm actually really excited. I didn't know any of this was actually possible. I want to thank you, Nolan, and thank Chris for letting me have on the show just a few minutes to talk about some things that have really affected my life. And I actually, you know, I want to start off with where I met you guys. And I'm not going to take you – I'm only going to take about a minute on this part, but because I know we got other things going on. But I met you guys at the Lunch and Learn, and – you know, it's funny that you guys mentioned the first thing was, you know, how tentatively I was taking notes because, you know, something that is really important to me is I'm kind of a guy that does things, you know, 110%. And when I learn about something that I can change, I become very passionate about it. And I ended up starting a dog business recently with my girlfriend. And since then, we had started advertising for people's pets. To watch them while they were away, and it sounded like a great plan. Well, what ended up happening is completely the opposite. Instead of getting pets, we ended up getting a bunch of rescues, dog rescue, you know, people that were rescuing animals, dogs specifically. And we ended up having 80% of our customers coming in as people who just needed a temporary 1 to 2 week, sometimes up to 4 weeks, just to keep a dog out of a shelter so that they wouldn't be euthanized. And they actually were paying us $10 a day to keep these animals out of the shelters. And what we learned is that people are willing to pay to save lives. And so we decided that instead of starting a dog facility, we decided to start a dog rescue, a nonprofit dog rescue. And our plan, you know, after research, we found out that more than 35 dogs a day are killed at just one shelter. I'm not going to name the shelter, but You know, most of the shelters that you bring a dog to, or anybody can bring a dog to, they always say, "Hey, we don't harm any animals. We keep 100% of the healthy animals, available for adoption." And what that is misleading, is because the numbers are staggering, and although they're not verified, it's said that in Cities Life LA, more than 200 dogs per day are being killed. I couldn't even imagine how many are in Houston. But the reason that they're killed is mainly because they need more space for desirable dog breeds who are easily adopted, like puppies and things like that, you know. And animals like pit bulls, Rottweilers, and certain breeds, you know, I'm not specifically trying to only save these types of dogs, I'm trying to save all dogs, but specifically pit bulls, Rottweilers, and other considered bully breeds are not even given a chance. They're euthanized after health evaluations, and I don't know what these health evaluations really mean, but these animals are not dangerous. And half the time, you know, they're killed, you know, a judge with no jury, a trial, no due process is involved with this process. They all verdict for 50% or more of these dogs that enter these shelters is death without any say-so. And so what these rescuers are trying to do is they're trying to get these dogs out of the rescues and into facilities where they know that they're not going to be killed and they're affordable. And so we decided to start our dog rescue, but we decided to take a step further. We have two goals. One goal is if we can hit our initial goal of raising $10,000, we believe that we can open this dog facility and take in between 20 and 40 dogs. Now, the amount of dogs that are being killed per day is more than 35. So we won't be able to change the problem with just building one shelter. But we can change a big part of the problem. And so the second goal is after we start our shelter, whether we get this through donations beforehand or we establish this through the rescue revenues, we will be able to, if we raise more than $10,000, we will be able to build these sustainable structures called earth homes. And basically what they are is they're structures that don't require any electricity or water to be ran to them because they produce all their own, making it extremely cost efficient next to a traditionally built structure like a normal commercial building that costs anywhere between $2,000 and $5,000 a month in utilities. We can build a facility that can hold 20 to 40 dogs a month. That the yearly cost and maintenance is only $300 or less. And so because we can build these facilities, we can house 2 to 4 times as many animals for the same price as these normal shelters are destroying animals for. And that's why we need the help.
So these structures, what are they made of? How are they self-sufficient this way?
Well, these structures are not new. They're actually pretty old structures. There's a guy named Michael Reynolds who started building these facilities called Earth Ships. And although it sounds kind of funny, what they basically are structures that are made of tires, used recycled tires, filled with dirt. And that's how they retain all the heat and all the coolness. They actually maintain a 70 to 72 degree temperature all year round, whether it's 110 degrees outside or it's 30 degrees outside or lower. They all use the Earth's thermal heat to be able to keep the house a consistent temperature. Because if you dig a hole and you go lay in it, it's cool. The Earth maintains a 58 degree temperature all year round, no matter what's happening with the weather outside. And so that's the basis behind these structures, is that the first main expense that you want to avoid is electricity. Well, these structures produce their own electricity through solar panels, and they're very cost-effective. To build a traditional 750-square-foot structure, about the size of a studio apartment, you can build one of these structures for, I've heard numbers, as little as $7,000. I don't think that's necessarily true. I think that these structures are more about $25,000. But if I can spend $25,000 and build a structure that will house you know, it will have a 750 square feet to use to save an animal, that's tremendously cheaper than building a $100,000 structure like a normal building, you know, 50 to 100. You know, you just can't do it. There's no way that you can build a traditional structure and save the amount of money that you're trying to save by building anything else but these types of sustainable structures. And so that's the goal, is to build them, you know, and to, you know, also just something that you guys want to know is that the actual structures, the reason they don't require any water is because they collect all their own rainwater. So if you have more than 12 inches of rain a year, raining on a structure, you'll fill up a 3,400 gallon cistern pretty much all year round. You won't ever need to supply yourself with water because it falls right on your head. And that's another factor that saves money and puts money back into the animals.
I like the fact that you're also using the tires, right? Because that's a big bio problem that we have.
Oh,
in general.
Exactly.
Yeah, you guys wouldn't believe how many free tires are around here. There's from my own research, there's one tire dump that I'm aware of that has more than 800,000 used tires just sitting there, just eyesores. And they're all around town. And they're free bricks that you can use to build. So it's incredible
right.
how much trash you can use to save lives.
Now, when you're building these structures, can you pimp them out a little bit? So can you build them with tires and then, like, have granite countertops or something? Because this like something that I just want to talk to my wife about. Like, we can really have the house of our dreams. If we had 12 inches of rain, baby, everything is great. You see what I'm saying? It's that type of situation.
How about 12 inches a week?
Yeah, welcome to Houston.
Exactly.
You hear about the California droughts. You hear about the way that they pump water across hundreds of miles and they deplete resources when the water falls right on their head. You know, it just doesn't make sense to me why people aren't doing this more often. And so if you're talking about the amenities, if somebody decided to build this for themselves, for a home, you can do your research. Just go to Google and type in Green Forward News, and I'll have all those links on our Facebook page. If you go to greenforwardnews.com and you look up Earthships, you'll find out the article that tells you everything about them. And although it seems like primitive building materials, these houses are built with the same luxuries, the same sizes sometimes, multi-stories sometimes, like traditional homes. They're just using a different material. So they do have all the, you know, you do have all the modern amenities, the beautiful kitchens, the beautiful bathrooms, but without the price tag.
Oh, yeah, that's Vince Inc.'s office is going to be – I'm changing my logo to green and white. We're Vince Inc. We're the only green video studio in Houston. So, Johnny, how can somebody participate, help out, or find out more information about your crowdfunding campaign?
So right now we have a GoFundMe campaign going, and our first goal we've learned is that most crowdfunding campaigns that are successful as per Kickstarter and a couple other websites, they always say that if a crowdfunding campaign reaches their 20% goal within the first 2 weeks to a month, they're almost 80% or more likely to hit their bigger goal. And so that's why the first 2 weeks I wanted to set off a goal of $2,500. If we can raise this $2,500 in the next 2 weeks, I feel pretty confident that I can spend the rest of the time raising that $10,000. But if you want to donate to our cause and help out and save animals, you need to go to GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe, so it's GoFundMe.com. / H as in Harry, P as in Paul, D as in dog, Ours and Rescue. So it's GoFundMe.com/HPDR. And you can also connect with us. The best way to connect with us is on Facebook. So the next link is going to be Facebook.com/HPDR. Same thing. Go like us, and the more likes that we have, the more people see our posts. And so if we had all 1,000 listeners on this call right now, go on and like our page, I couldn't even imagine how many people, but that would increase tenfold the amount of people that we could get this in front of. And if that happens and this goes viral, we don't know what we actually could do with the money. But we do know that there is a need. There is a need that animals and lives are being destroyed for pretty much no reason. And we can solve that problem. And we found a way to do it in a super cheap way, 5 or 6 times more efficient than your traditional type of structure. And we hope that you guys can help us out in a big way. Please like us, and please get connected as we get through. We're going to be posting updates on all the things that we're doing in terms of getting this rescue started. And thank you so much for the time.
All right, Johnny. Hey, we're going to have you peek your head in next week and see if we made any progress. I'm going to go on Facebook today and like it, and then we go from there, man.
Thank you so much, Nolan.
All right.
Excellent. Great to hear from you, Johnny.
God bless.
All right, you too now. All right, that was Johnny. So he's doing some pretty big things. I need to do some research on the Earth ships.
Yeah, he's got a link on his GoFundMe page, and that link takes you to the Earth Ship Homes. The title, I love it, is Earthship Homes Are Badass and 100% Sustainable. And I don't know if you read between the lines there, Nolan. The answer to your question about pimping out the houses is an absolute yes.
I was actually just playing, but hey, that's what I'm looking at. Do you see pictures of it on there?
Yeah, they got some pictures on it. And just like he said, the construction looks rudimentary. The final product looks badass.
Got you. Where's the link? Is it maybe I'm scrolling.
It's in the body of the text. So if you're going down, that's
right.
A great concept,
got
right?
You.
Like, you know, if most of the cost of maintaining these animals is actually in the facility costs, then figure out a way to reduce the facility costs and save more animals. It's on under point three on his R goal.
Oh no, I got it. I'm already there. So I'm looking at how they're building it with the right with the tires. I see the little crystals, I guess, on the wall of bottles. They got the bottles. Like you have to be a design genius to pull this off, though. You do realize that, like,
yeah, so, you can work with an architect who's flexible.
I guess. This bathroom with the bottles, you see that?
Yeah. That's very Smurf-like.
It is very Smurf-like, sir.
Is that the perfect description?
That's the perfect description. I was looking at it, and I was like, I kind of licked my thumb and put it out there. It was like, how do I feel about it? The kitchen is very Smurf-like as well, the kitchen in that bathroom. But I do like the one that shows like the sunroom with the plants.
Yeah.
Now that's nice. I like that.
That works. Yeah, I think the kitchen and the Smurf bathroom are a little bit older in style and in construction.
Yes. Yes. I like it. I like it. It's hot. I got to figure out how to use one of these things, though. I just need to the tires and, but you know that's what's crazy is that it gets over 100 degrees here all the time. Now, is it gonna really sustain over 100 degrees like that? So I'm curious to see. I hope it works for him. I hope it works.
Yeah,
for him.
Yeah.
So let's support Johnny. He's trying to create a business and do good at the same time, to me, which is always the best businesses
I love it.
Out there. Absolutely. Absolutely. I am looking for the Microsoft lady, and she is not called in yet. And I've been texting her, so I don't know if we're going to have to postpone that maybe until next week. But next week we do have Michael Pope, which is actually a client of both of ours now.
Yep.
I know you're doing his website, and he met with me separately to do a new video, and we're going to be rocking and rolling on that. And Mike Pope actually owns a company called Impact Training, and which is going to be great, actually, for me, now that I'm talking about it. I didn't even think about it. Just a little bit on Mike Pope, great guy. He just moved to the Clear Lake area, so he's out here in Houston. But he's all about team training and making sure your team is as effective as possible. And he does the DISC training. He does some rope training to build trust. They do some sailing trainings. They do all of these different things. And Mike Pope was one of exactly. Yeah. And what do you learn from it, and how to work better? And he really analyzes what you and your organization does as a team, and then he kind of custom makes an experience to kind of mirror reflect that, so you can kind of see and have those aha moments. Great guy, great business, great company, been doing some big things. He's I did a video for him, I would say, about 4 years ago. And to do a video now to show the before and after is going to be absolutely amazing for me. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah,
and, yeah. And then on top of that, he and I, we're going to be working together like you and I talked about, Chris. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's gonna work out really well, I think. I'm going to be doing some – he's going to offer video for all of his clients so people can really catch that aha moment and see the camaraderie and something that they can go back to and use as a marketing tool and a recruiting tool to say, look at what we do with our employees. This is why we have, you know, we can give you the service and all of that good stuff. But more so as a recruiting tool, as you're looking for some great people to be a part of your team, to show them these types of team building activities are always great. So he's going to be on the show next week, and we're going to talk to him.
Excellent. That I look forward to that. Yeah, in our kind of initial discovery session, he was talking about some of the training he did and some of the specific. He's actually taken sailing groups that have 6 sailboats at a time. And, you know, you put different teams of the company on the different boats and give them different tasks, and it's amazing how parallel to how those teams actually function within the company, and what great opportunities to discuss how they could function better together, and then how within an individual section they function really well.
Right.
He does some amazing stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we're going to talk to him next week, and I'm going to see if I can get Microsoft to get on the show, and we'll talk about that and see what's going on next week with National Small Business Week as soon as we come back.
Creative Biz Ideas is sponsored by Vids Inc., exceptional video production. If you're looking for training videos, marketing videos, or website videos, then call Vids Inc. at 281-968-VIDS. That's 281-968-8437. You're listening to Creative Biz Ideas with your host, Nolan Davis, on Blog Talk Radio.
This is Nolan Davis with Creative Biz Ideas and my co-host, Chris Burris. Chris, are you there?
I am here. I'm doing wonderful.
Hey, you know what? You know, I was, if you remember, there's a couple of things I need to hit on. Last week, I apologize. I forgot all about it. Last week, I was out of the country, And we were in Mexico, so I couldn't do anything. But I thought I actually set up a repeat of one of my shows, and it didn't go off. So I had people sending me texts like, what happened to the show I'm on right now, and I hear nothing, there's no show there, that type of thing. So I do apologize. I just want to put
technical
that out there.
Technical difficulties.
Absolutely. That's all it was. Wasn't trying to leave anybody hanging. I was just going to do a repeat. Didn't really put a show out there to promote because it wasn't a new show. But if you called in, you would have heard a repeat of a show. And so, like I said, I do apologize as far as that's concerned. But we have some big things coming down the pipeline. And one of those things is next week that is National Small Business Week. And we here at Creative Biz Ideas, we feature small business every Monday. And just
every
just
Monday
business.
Is every week is National Small Business Week on our show.
Absolutely. Especially if you're an entrepreneur and you have a business, then you know what I'm talking about. It's really like every day, even Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah. Let's be honest.
But absolutely. But they're doing some things over at Microsoft next week. They're doing it at the Baybrook Mall. They're doing it at the Galleria. And they're also doing it at the Woodlands. That they have a full week of seminars, workshops, networking events. So I would really recommend you look at the Microsoft that's close to you. Chris and I will be speaking at the one in the Woodlands, and we're speaking on May 7th. Now, May 7th is on a Thursday, but it's supposedly the biggest day that they're doing all of this. So I think we speak from like 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock doing exactly what we do at our Lunch and Learn. They called us and wanted us to share the information with everybody else. So we're going down there to do that. And then after that, there's, I think at 5:30, there's networking. So it's going to be a situation of the last networking event I went to at the Woodlands is where I met George Foreman. So I just want you all to understand how big a deal this could be. So if you're in the Houston area, I would definitely suggest coming out to the Woodlands and doing that. And we've actually tweaked our speaking points a little bit. Because this is Microsoft, I'm going to still give many ways to do video, but I'm really going to talk about it from a presentation standpoint. So, and Chris is going to do the same. So I think we called it Internet and Video Marketing Using Bing and Surface Pro 3. So I'm going to show you all the ways that you can really present video on your Surface Pro 3, which is exactly what I do, and some video marketing tips utilizing Bing. And Chris, what are you going to talk about?
Well, it's going to be kind of the standard internet marketing. It's going to have a focus on Bing, right? So it does have a smaller market share, and you know, in terms of global internet traffic, it's still a significant amount of traffic. So being able to kind of cater your internet marketing and your optimization and what you do with Bing is still very valuable. And so I'll be talking about internet marketing using Bing.
Gotcha. So we're going to be doing that, and I believe it's a Lunch and Learn, and they're providing lunch. So it's a free lunch. It's going to be free networking. But they're doing stuff like that all week. So I thought it would be great to bring the community director, I believe, on the show. She's not just a person that helps you when you walk in. She's actually out there actively bringing businesses and nonprofit organizations to different functions and making sure that it's going out to the community and all of that good stuff, and give you chances to utilize the facility. And I don't know if anybody remembers, but I was doing a lot of events at Microsoft in the Woodlands because I was a featured business partner there at that location. And, man, I got my Surface Pro 3 from there. So Surface Pro 3 helped me actually become paperless. So all of my notes and everything, I use OneNote. And so now instead of me having 50 tablets, I just have 5 million screens with different notes and different ideas on it, and I could just go through the screens, and boom, there you have it. So don't
they
know
gave
if
you
she's going to be
a Surface Pro
able...
3.
Yes, yes. And
so
you were rubbing,
the right phrases.
You were rubbing
they
it in
like
my
you.
Face a little bit.
They like
they
you.
Do.
They really they like you.
But you were rubbing it in my face a little bit at first. Like, when you was like... I remember the earlier days, earlier years of our Lunch and Learn, and you were like, ooh, and you told me how you got the Surface Pro, and somebody asked you in line because they saw your shirt, and you were like, why, yes, and you could write it off as a business expense because of the wife and the whole, you told me the whole story as you were just sitting here unveiling this piece of hardware to me, showing off a little bit with your chest out. I said, any day now, I'm getting mine for free. And I had to be a little bit patient, but voila, here we go.
You
so
got
am
it.
I not? I did get it, sir. I did get it. So then we did a tea was at that Microsoft in the Galleria. I was thinking it was that one. Yeah, so the Microsoft at the Galleria. So that's what we're doing on the 7th. Our Lunch and Learn, again, is on April 30th. We're getting a lot of feedback from that. A lot of people, you know, signing up for that. So great time, great lunch, great information. And actually, it's great people doing it now that Charles is doing your part of it. So it's great people doing it.
Now there's three people. Because before, it was just... bunch of
man, come on.
Amateurs running around pointing at screens with lasers.
Freaking amateurs. No, you know, man. You know you my guy.
Laser.
Exactly. Hey, but you know, 2 weeks ago we showcased a couple of people for being big supporters of the show. One was Kelly Kronfeld and Chuck Emerson, and because I was running around this week, Chuck called me out. He sent me an inbox, and he was like, man, are you doing a show this week? I need to put it out there. I was like, thank you, Chuck. So I want to say thank you, Chuck. And then Kelly, I believe Kelly's on the line right now. I believe that's her number. So I want to say hello to Kelly. And
Kelly
doesn't know this. Yep, but Kelly doesn't know this. In a couple of moments, I'll be meeting with Tessie, who's actually been on the show. And Chris and I, we both love her because she's put some shindigs together for us. She's an event
She makes
planner.
Our life easier.
Oh, my God. You have no idea. So,
so it's like this. Nolan, I really want you to put together an event, and it has to have a theme, and I want you to orchestrate everything. How do you feel about that?
I feel like I need to call Tessie is what I feel like. I feel good about the call is what that is. It's just that's how I feel about it. So Kelly doesn't even know, at least I don't think she knows, but we're meeting right now to talk about doing a quarterly shindig. We have a and we're going to probably be using Creative Biz Ideas to do it. So it's going to be a quarterly event, like networking event that we're going to kind of orchestrate. And so I'm thinking the first one, we're going to use Kelly to do some things with what she does, which is art and custom creations. And so she does the wine and the painting with the canvases and the whole nine. I know we're going to have, like, paint and everything, but mine is still going to look like I use crayon. I'm just letting everybody know right now. And it's not even going to be in between the lines. And I feel good about it. It's what, I mean, you have to know who you are.
And it's intentional.
Exactly. That's what I'm going to start doing. But why does yours look like this? I intended on it looking like that. And
yeah, I want you
to
think about the ramifications of why I made it look like this.
Exactly. Well, I'm so light years beyond what you're thinking. Oh, you're thinking of the regular in between the lines. I'm like, I'm not even in the, you know, people say think outside of the box. I'm not even in the room with the box, let alone outside the box.
I don't even know what a box is. And that's not because I'm dumb. It's because I'm so far above whatever this box thing you're talking about.
Exactly. So that we're looking at putting some of that good stuff together. So that's going to be coming down the pipeline here shortly. And then I have another speaking engagement May 20th at the Spring Klein Chamber of Commerce. It's called Video is the Answer. And that's going to be free lunch there as well. So if I don't know if anybody noticed, but I'm always where the food is. I don't know if anybody can really see the common denominator.
I thought it was just the brownies. It turns out it's food in general.
It is food in general. It is food in general. So that's what we have coming down the pipeline right now. I think last week kind of messed up some things. I usually don't have to reach out to Mark Smith or
Mr. Winnie.
Doug Winnie. Yeah, Doug Winnie, but nobody's calling in today right now. So we're going to see if I can get a little something going. One second. And so here's something that I kind of wanted to talk about today, seeing how we have a little extra time. I was talking to Sunita Trevino, and I'll probably get her on the week of my schedule is so busy these days. Let me see. Mike is going to be on the 4th, maybe the 11th. I'm going to try to get her on May 11th. She talked to me a little bit about a concept, and it kind of changed my thinking a little bit. She said that, and you've probably heard of it, and I'm just going to share it briefly with some people. And there's something that Sunita may go into in depth a little bit more when she comes. You ever heard of most people live their lives with the understanding of do, have, and be? Have you ever heard that?
Right, do, have, and be, right?
Right. So most people are doing what they think they need to do, to have what they think they need to have, to be who they feel like they want to be. And
right.
The real way to do it is to be that person and do what it takes to be that person. So if you say, I procrastinate, and I don't really want to be a procrastinator. So I'm going to be a person who does not procrastinate. So what does a person who does not procrastinate do? Well, they do right away. They don't
listen to the show.
So that's exactly. And then you actually, you be that person and you do what it takes to be that person, and then you have what that person can have. The way that Sunita explained that, with some other stuff that we had going on as we developed Cornerstone Institute, it just kind of changed my life a little bit. That one little tweak. And I've heard it before. I think I've heard it from Doug. I've heard it before, but, you know, just the way that she explained it, it really worked out. So
when the student is ready, the master will come.
See, look at that. That's a Confucius say, like young grass.
So this is really, really interesting. So both of you and I are off the market. But when you think about when you're single and you're trying to, find your wife or find the person you want to date, one of the questions you can ask yourself is, who do I need to be to get that ideal person? So maybe you've been dating the wrong types of people and you just seem to find the wrong types of people. And it's not just, you know, a lot of people say, well, make a list of what that ideal person has and what they can't have, right? Because if smoking is a deal breaker for you, then you should just stop talking to people who smoke, right? Pretty easy.
Right.
But the next step is, okay, you've put this list of what it is you want in a mate and what it is you don't want. The next step is, well, what kind of person would that person be with? And you need to become that person that person would be with. And it's the same thing. where do you want to be in life, whether it's successful business, whether it's, you know, like John, really focused on giving back, whether it's, whatever aspect of life, better family, you know, what is it that the person who has that stuff that you want, who are they, and become that person,
right.
And what they have will just come naturally.
And, you know, I totally agree, and I've told my one of my brothers has said, "Oh my God, you're such a good father. I have patience," and I'm not that patient of a guy with my kids. I talk to my kids like regular guys, right? Dude comes out of my mouth like 50 times. Dude, why would you do that? Like, you know, it's just always like dude comes. That's the number one thing, and the baby makes fun of me. And she's like, dude, stop. Like, she's like, my baby, she's 5 years old. She does impersonations. And we'll be sitting at the table eating dinner. And she'll say, okay, this is Dia. Dude, stop. And then she almost take a vow. Like, right? So exactly. She's definitely the funniest person in the family. She's like a comedic genius. But anyway, so my brother says, man, you know, you outside playing baseball with the kid. I really wish I was a better father. And I just told him, I said, you know what, write down everything that you think that makes a good father or something that you see somebody else does that you actually want to do with your kids. Write it down and then do it. Like, it's just that simple. You think playing catch with your kids is being a great father. I agree. I don't want to play catch all the time, but when they come in with the glove in the mitt or the basketball or whatever the case may be, all right, man, give me 10 minutes.
I'm like, all right, Nolan, admit it. You just want to beat them while you still can.
I do want to. No, actually, my kids think I'm a sucker because they're like, they call me Dia. They're like, we beat Dia all the time. And so now I let them win, right? You know, I want them to feel like what it feels like to win and know how to win. I think knowing how to win is just as important as knowing how to lose, right? I think they go hand in hand. So
absolutely.
I want them to learn how to win. So we go back and forth. We do go back and forth. Now, they used to win all the time. Like, when my oldest son was 5, he would win all the time. He'd be like, yeah, my father's a chump, right? He can't do anything. I mean, I got him a little baby basketball thing. He's like, he's towering over the basketball thing, and he's still missing. Like, he's right there, and he misses, and I get it in every time, right? So it's that type of situation. So I just wanted to put that out there, food for thought, and that's something that we could talk about with Sunita. We got some of our regulars on the show now. Everybody popped up at one time as I started doing the whole do, have, and be situation. And so Mark Smith was on first. And so we're going to get our legal advice from our very own attorney, Mark Smith. Let me see if Mark is there. Mark, are you there, sir?
I am, Nolan. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. I thought you forgot about us for a little bit there. Started getting late. I was getting a little bit worried.
Yeah, a little late this morning. I had some issues with children that decided to miss the bus this morning. So, you know how it goes.
I do know how that is.
Yeah.
I was just talking about my kids. So, absolutely. So, what you got for us today, sir?
Well, so wanted to talk to you about a kind of a lesser-known legal concept that we have here in Texas. And I say here in Texas, most states have a similar kind of provision, and it's called piercing the corporate veil. And veil in this case is kind of like, you know, the belly dancers wear the veil on their on the face, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is that if you form a corporation in Texas, especially small business owners, that company is considered to be just like another person. It's considered to be an individual in the state. So you have to treat it like a separate person and essentially do all of the formalities that you have to do in order to keep that corporation. And if you do, then you have that liability shield. So if you enter into a contract with a vendor and something happens and you end up breaching the contract and the vendor sues, they can only sue the company. They can't sue you individually as the owner. Unless you do all of these kind of, you know, little maybe not so appropriate things, and if you do some of those inappropriate things, they can pierce the veil. So in other words, they can not only sue the company, but they can sue you individually. So it's really important for business owners to, you know, to follow all the appropriate steps. And just some of the factors that they're going to look at when, you know, the court is examining whether the veil should be pierced or not. If you're commingling funds, so in other words, if you have your personal account, you know, commingled with your business account, if you're not treating, you know, the formalities, you know, like you should. So, for example, in a corporation, even if it's an S-corp, you still have to have that annual meeting of the shareholders. You have to have the board of directors meeting. You have to keep minutes. You have to have written bylaws and that sort of thing. And it also works with subsidiary companies. So if you have like a holding company and then you have LLCs or companies underneath, if that holding company dominates the subsidiary companies, then they can also pierce the veil that way. And let me tell you where that is kind of crucial. I had a couple of cases way back in the day when I did a lot of plaintiff's personal injury. And we would, you know, it would be like a small trucking company, for example. But that trucking company was owned by a much larger corporation. And that larger corporation essentially called all of the shots. There was a lot of shared directors on both boards. So the subsidiary company really didn't stand on its own. And so one of the theories that we had, you know, because the truck hit our client, was that we were going to go through the small company that didn't have a whole lot of assets or insurance and go to the big company, because really they were kind of one and the same. So if you have those separate companies and they are, you know, you have that holding company and a subsidiary, you really need to be careful about treating each of those as an individual company and letting them each kind of stand on their own, or you could wind up in a situation where they're treated as one company and everybody's on the hook. So.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
I've heard that many times before.
Yeah.
Now, hey, Mark, I just want to let you know, and I don't know if your associate, Gazal, mentioned, I actually bumped into her at my B&I networking group here in Houston.
Good. Okay, yeah, I didn't realize you were in that group. So, yeah, so she's actually, her first full day will be today, assuming we can get into our office. So we're still waiting on some paperwork from the city. But, yeah, so I hope she treated you well.
You know, she's a sweetheart. I think she was awesome, and it looks like you guys have kind of divided up what you're going to be focused on within the practice. So I'm excited for you.
Yeah, me too. So it's going to help to have a little help on my own. I'm sure probably Doug, and I know one of the other business coaches that I've been around has always said, you know, who else can do it but me? You know, somebody else can do it, right? So,
yep.
So you hire somebody so you can focus on some other stuff. So that's my hope.
Absolutely.
And I think she's going to work out fantastic. So,
excellent.
Hey, and
excellent.
You got the new offices being built as well, correct?
It is. I moved a little bit of stuff in over the weekend. I'm going to head over there in a little while this morning and hopefully have everything set up in the next week or two. And I don't know, maybe get with your event planner and do like an open house at some point. So.
Oh, absolutely. You got to use Tessie. She is the mom.
Yeah.
We actually love her. We love her over
yeah.
here. So, Mark, how can somebody get in touch with you?
Yeah, you should get in contact with her sooner rather than later so that you get that started and she kind of becomes the impetus to make sure that it happens.
Absolutely, yeah. I think I'm going to meet with her at some point this week anyway, so I'll probably mention that to her. So two best ways to get a hold of me. You can call me on my office phone, which is 489 3934, or look me up on my website, which is jmsmithlaw.com, and fill out the contact request form, and it'll shoot an email to me, and I'll get right back in touch with you.
Got you. And congratulations on the new office, and I'll be seeing you tomorrow, sir.
All right. Sounds good, gentlemen. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care,
Mark. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Bye.
All right, seeing how we're doing tips right now, we're going to roll over to the number one business coach in the world, my own coach, Mr. Doug Winnie. Doug Winnie, are you there, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys today?
Wonderful. Good morning, Doug.
I heard you guys talking about the B, huh?
Do have B, which should really be B do have.
B times do equals have, yes, if you get the formula right.
There we exactly. There we go. It's an actual equation.
It is an equation. It's a formula for life success. They call it B times do equals have. The do are the tasks. The B is who you need to become, and the have is what you want.
Yep.
Wow, that's awesome.
Absolutely.
Depends on how it's used.
I know I heard it. Huh?
It depends on how it's used. Chris said it was awesome. I said, yeah. Could be, yeah.
It's awesome, unless you don't do anything or you become something horrible.
Well, it's like
right.
B squared.
Go ahead.
I was going to say it's like A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Yeah, it could be awesome. I don't know. Depends on how you use it.
It's just an equation. Is that the point?
That's the point.
Right.
Yes.
But the variables depend on what you want to be. You see what I'm saying? If you want to be, you know, a stone cold killer, then, and if you're doing that, so you're going to have what they have. So I don't know what that is. So, yeah, absolutely. So what you got for us today, Coach?
Well, I guess, continuing with the same theme, is, Jim Rohn said work harder on yourself than you do on your job. Work harder on yourself than you do on your job. And so what does that mean? Yourself than you do on your job. It's kind of an interesting statement. And what's neat about it is that Brad Sugars, the founder of Action Coach, heard that saying when he was just 16 years old. And then he started to become a great person so that when he was doing the regular old task that everybody does, then he would have much, much, much greater results. And that's what's interesting about the formula, B times do equals have. And that's really what I've been focusing on since I understood the formula and since I got into coaching, is work harder on myself than I do on my job. So if my job is coaching, so what kind of tasks does a coach do? Well, they coach, right? They ask questions. They focus on whatever tasks are at hand to get the client to do the right thing. That's sort of what a regular everyday coach does. Regular everyday website company does. Everybody, you know, every regular everyday videographer does videography. Web guy does web stuff. Coach does coaching. So, you know, that's the standard stuff that people do in order to have certain results like revenue, profits. But who do we have to become in order to have much greater results? Right. So you guys are actually becoming phenomenal speakers, right? By working on presentations, doing this show, you're working on becoming a great host of, in this case, an audio program, but you also do live programs as well. What does that have to do with anything about website or videography? It really doesn't. However, because you're becoming great at those things, you have much greater results, and that's what the formula is about. Become great at doing certain tasks, and you have much greater results. So one of the things that a great coach does is become a great leader. And so that's what I've really been focusing on in one of my I am statements is I am the leader who I want to become. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm the leader who I want to be led by. And so if you think about certain things, about who you really want to become, and then really focus on those things, it's more of a mindset issue than anything else. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. I am the leader I want to be led by.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, you got to think about, you know, who do you really want to become? What exactly do you have to do to become that person? So you probably have to read more books. Brad Sugar's read a book a week or more since he was 16 years old. I mean, you know, it's like actually quite a few. He's probably read two or three books a week since then because he's read over 4,000 books.
Wow.
There's only 80 weeks a year. Only 80 weeks if you make it to, I mean, 8,000 weeks if you make it to, no, 4,000 weeks if you make it to 80 years old. My goodness. 4,000 weeks if you make it to 80 years old. So he's just passing 40. So he's read two or three books a week.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, gotcha. If you want to become very wealthy, what do you need to do? You probably need to become a phenomenal reader.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
Kind of a deep subject there.
Yeah, whenever you're on the show, we end up getting quiet. It's like, I need to internalize that a lot more. Let me absorb
Absolutely.
That is good.
So what projects are you working on these days, Deb?
Let's see, projects. We're working on, of course, the reality show is being filmed every week. So that's happening, and we won't know what it looks like or how successful it'll be until probably... Well, we won't know how successful it'll be till August when it actually debuts. But it is being recorded every week. The producers are all excited. They're always getting awesome footage, and they get all excited, and they call me, and, oh, my God, that was so great. I'm like, whatever, you know, look forward to seeing the results. And so that's good. And then the other project we're working on is this gentleman named Marshall Silver, who is the world's most famous hypnotist. He's had a Vegas show. He's been on he's been on David Letterman 6 different times. He's been on The Tonight Show. He's, just crazy amount of things he's done. He's had a show in Vegas. He's coming to Houston in maybe 6 or 8 weeks, so looking forward to that. And then we have our own stuff going on. We've got a workshop this week with the West Houston Chamber of Commerce, and we've got a regular stuff going on, so lots of little things going on here.
Got you. All right, so if somebody wanted to, first and foremost, before we get into that, I wanted to thank you. One of your clients gave me a call. I'll be going to Austin May 8th. They're doing 6 videos, and told him exactly what he needed to do, and then I met him at Chris's office, so Chris got the account as well because he needed a website guy, so we definitely took care of him. So I just wanted to thank you for that, sir.
Awesome, very good, definitely.
Yes, thank you.
Send him your way, so that's great. I know you guys will do a great job for him.
Oh, absolutely. So if somebody else wanted to not only get coached, but, you know, kind of participate within your network of other clients like we do as we're getting coached by you, how can somebody get in touch with you, sir?
Our website has a lot of the events listed and, of course, contact forms. And a shortcut to that website is businessasatool.com. So you can go to businessasatool.com. I created that website because business is a tool. It's a tool for fun. So you want to remember that you're building a business so you can have a lot more fun. Yes, it's work, but at the end of the day, you can have a lot more fun because you have a business that's generating lots of revenue, lots of profit for you. So businessasatool.com is one way. You can, of course, call our office, which is 713-936-3814, 713-936-3814. And then there's always that email thing, which is DougWinnie@actioncoach.com, DougWinnie@actioncoach.com. Lots of different ways, but you do have to make the first effort.
Absolutely. Doug Winnie, I appreciate you being on the show, sir.
All right, you guys, make it a great week.
All right, you too.
Do the same.
All right, bye-bye.
All righty. That is, that's my coach right there, guy.
You always get quiet when he starts talking, and then, you know, comes out with these profound things, and quiet.
Hey, wait. And if you go back and listen to each one, after he says something profound and I feel good about it, after I click him off or mute his phone, I say, that's my coach. Right? I'm taking credit every time. That's my coach right there, right there.
That's my coach. Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Doug Winnie, that's my guy. Didn't know he was filming every week, though. Did not know that. So we got some a lot of different things coming up this week, next week. And, man, we're going to be extremely busy. Hate that you're not going to be there, but I know Charles is going to do a great job. Still great facility, great food, and
yep.
great information. And because he's with you, I know everything is going to be as accurate as if you were doing it because you guys work together. So,
absolutely, yeah, yeah. And if you listen to our podcast, he's really one that compiles the latest information, and I kind of learn from him in the podcast and kind of bounce ideas about how to apply those to an actual business. So you're really getting it from the source, and so I'm confident everybody who goes to that is going to have rave reviews. You might want to get that review camera ready, because the reviews may be substantially better than the previous ones. So we might want to capture that, even though it might be a slight misrepresentation as we move forward.
They're going to be like, Charles was great. I mean, he was
some other guy. Charles was amazing. And then you and I go back to Lunch and Learns with Chris and Nolan.
Right. It's like Charles does not exist anymore. Like, only way we're going to have Charles is if Chris has an emergency. No. You know what? Charles can start coming, but I know you need somebody to run the office while you're gone and all that good stuff. So, just happy to have E-Web Styles on the team as we created our partnership. And, I was thinking a couple of weeks ago, you and I sat down, we talked, and you're going to be redoing the website for me, right?
Yes.
So all of that's going to be great. I know I'm going to be to the top of Google and the whole nine, because that's what it's like to work with Chris Burris, is that you know you're going to be at the top. So...
Yep.
With that being said, just last week I figured out the science behind HDL-TV, right? And
okay, okay.
Just a quick story. I kind of knew it, but didn't really test it and measure and all that good stuff. So I've been doing that for at least 2 months or so and figured it out, right? And it's so – I have it very simplistic – simplistic for the client from that standpoint. So a couple of years ago, I have another company called WorldLink Services. And WorldLink Services is kind of like what I would call a hustle company. So WorldLink, you have no idea what I do. So at any point in time, I get an idea, I can funnel it through WorldLink Services. So I was doing Perfect Gentleman, and Perfect Gentleman just wasn't cutting it for me. So I said, you know what, we have all this video equipment. We should start a video production company. I've done some research, yada, yada, yada. Boom. WorldLink Services is already an LLC. Boom. Let's just funnel everything through there. So we started WorldLink Services, and I had partners. And so the other two partners, I came to them, and I said, look, I got this idea of HDL-TV, high-definition lobby television. So everything didn't work out, and one of the problems that I had was that one of the partners – which was the technical guy, he actually did all the technical for HDL-TV on the back end, so I didn't have to worry about it. And he kept saying that he could get our website to the top of Google. And I said, man, you need to go ahead and do that. He didn't want to do it because he was only a partner in the HDL-TV part of it, and he didn't want to give us he didn't want to get us to the top of Google when we got busy for regular video production. And I said, well, then how could you get us to the top of Google for just HDL-TV? It was like an Abbott and Costello routine. He said, well, you can't, because it's really digital signage that we put on steroids to do the video. And by you coming up with the idea to do the individual production and feature them and make it look like their own network, nobody really knows anything about this. And this was years ago, right? And so before anybody really had it, it was just digital signage. And so I figured out, and I told him when I broke up, I said, listen to me, I'm going to get to the top of Google, and I am going to roll HDL TV, and all of that is coming to pass. So I know it's a couple of years later, but I told him when I walked out, it was either I told him, and I told him real strong, it was either I tell him strong or I punched him in the face and walked away. So I told him real strong, listen to me, I'm going to get to the top of Google, and I'm going to figure out HDL TV. And when I figured out HDL TV, I almost felt like I was watching The Longest Ride, where I almost cried, I almost dropped a tear.
And there were a lot of tears on the way, right?
Right. It was not because I was sad. It was like I almost wanted to call him and said, I told your ass that I was going to get to the top of Google. And people have been finding me on Google, actually. I've had in the past month, I've had three people submit resumes to work with me. And I've hired one person. But, I mean, I was like, how did you find me? They were like, man, we saw your stuff, and we see what you're doing, and we actually do film or, you know, cinematography or video. I mean, it's it was three different people. And so they came to me, and so I'm being found on Google. They put in Houston Video Production, and they found me. So that's a good thing. So I'm still climbing up on Google, but with your help, I know I'm going to bust the first page wide open is what that
Absolutely.
Is. Absolutely. So, yeah, so I feel good about that. So it was just more of a milestone on from that standpoint, from my personal standpoint, to where it's just, hey, I'm getting there. This HDL TV is going to be absolutely amazing.
I love the concept. I think it's great.
Absolutely. So what do you want to leave with people today? Give me a tip. Give me something before we get out of here, Chris.
All right. So I got a tip from our podcast, which is, again, the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes. And the tip is find your top three best performing types of content and consistently produce new content using them. So we've all heard content is king, right? But there's all sorts of types of content. Maybe your content is just social posts. Maybe it's video. Of course, you're fond of the video. We're fond of the video as well. Maybe it's blog articles that you're putting on your page. Maybe it's infographics. But find that piece, that type of content. So not just the what's in it, but the type of content that really tends to resonate with your audience, because different audiences are, in fact, different. And once you figure out what type of content they like the most, make sure you continue to produce content of that type to keep your audience engaged. And, you know, the more engaged they are, the more likely they're going to share it and expand your audience. They're just only good things can come out of focusing on your best performing types of content.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. All right. Now, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, Chris, I know you're on the show all the time, and they can call in any Monday. But, you know, we talked about a couple of clients that we share, Mike Pope, Brian out of Austin, which he's doing right now. How can I get in touch with you, sir?
All right, so it's pretty easy. You've got our website is e-webstyle.com. That takes you to the website. We actually have a free analysis on our website. So if you get there over on the right, you'll see get an analysis. You fill out a form, and we'll get you on the phone, talk about what you're trying to accomplish, and then do an analysis on your website from the perspective of what you're trying to accomplish. And you can tune into our podcast. You'll find links to our podcast, SEO podcast, on the homepage of our website. And, you know, make sure people are getting connected with the Creative Biz Twitter page, because we need to get that followers up. We're starting to tweet on a regular basis about when the show is about to start, to remind people when the show is going to start, who's going to be on the show. So get people connected to the Creative Biz Twitter account. What is that account again?
It's Creative Biz Show. Yes. I sent a tweet out, I think, last night. And I got to get back on the social media. I've just been extremely busy. I need to plan it and schedule it out. But I'm going to get back on Facebook as well, and it's Creative Biz Ideas on Facebook. You're absolutely correct. So I'm definitely going to be doing that. Last thing before we go, you remember 2 weeks ago, Kelly was on the show, and she made a comment about our picture, and I don't know if she made this comment to me personally, because I talked to her afterwards or before or whenever it was, but she made a comment about our picture. We actually have a couple of pictures together, so this whole thing really works out. Some great pictures together at the BBVA Compass Bank. But she said, you know, you guys look so smooth. You look kind of badass. You look, you know, knowledgeable, confident, you know, all of this good stuff off the picture. And so I was thinking about that last week, and I sent you a text message that said Bad Boys of Business, right?
Yeah.
And so I was thinking that could be like our tagline, like the Bad Boys. And I don't even know what I'm going to say half the time before I say it, you know what I'm saying? So depending on how I feel, I could say something absolutely crazy and insane and off base. But it's all within fun and jokes, that type of situation. And I think our sense of humor is very similar. So I was thinking, you know, something like that, just on some, you know, the Bad Boys of Business, Creative Business
Ideas.
I like
it. Yeah, so I got this random text. I'm like, if I weren't as busy as I was at the time, I would have responded. It was like, and it would have been, what? And
right,
I love it. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I was trying to catch you off guard, so I just text you, Bad Boys of Business, and I was going to see if you was going to put it together and say, that who, what? Like, what the hell are you talking about, right?
Well,
something.
They should be in jail if they're bad.
Exactly, but hey, I like that better than I've said a couple of times. We're partners in crime, but I like the Bad Boys of Business, that type of situation. So
I like it.
All right, well, cool. Well, I definitely want to thank everybody. I got a text message just to let people know. I got a text message from Talicia Johnson from Microsoft. She actually had an emergency and couldn't get on the show this morning. Everything is okay, but she had some things she had to take care of, and so she texted me and apologized. So maybe we can get her on briefly for next Monday, seeing how next week is National Small Business Week. I want to thank Johnny for coming on with his new innovative idea. Hopefully he gets some momentum from his crowdfunding idea. And then I also want to thank Doug Winnie and Mark Smith for being on every week and always having great tips. Chris, I'd like to thank you as well. I don't think any of the audio is playing. Do you hear any music in the background over there?
I do hear the music.
Oh, got you. I was going to say, I, for some odd reason, I could not hear the music. So definitely want to thank the number one coach, Doug Winnie. Mark Smith, our very own attorney, and thank Chris Burris. Chris, man, I think together we do a great job, and the chemistry is always there, and that's why you're my guy. So
we are
here,
Bad Boys of Business.
Absolutely. Here at Creative Biz Ideas, we do realize that an idea is not a plan, and a plan still needs execution, but it all starts from an idea. My name is Nolan Davis, CEO and founder of Vids, Inc., I want to thank everybody who's listening, and next week we're going to have Mike Pope on the show to talk about impact training for your team. And this company is called Impact Training. Until next week, love to live, live to love, and be well.
Creative Biz Ideas, creativebizideas.com.